Everybody, we're Smashy Claw.
Hi.
Usually when we play a show where the lights actually go down, it's because the venue hasn't paid their like power bill. So this is a much fancier venue than we're accustomed to. We want to thank you for having us here. This is a song called Deja Vu, Deja Vu.
The nagging sense that everything you've done has been done before. The odd familiarity that none of us can ignore. Deja vu, deja vu. Am I doomed to repeat all I do? Deja vu. The rewind's run and it's indicates you. A big persistence that the thing's not new. The beat of a song when you're listening to it. Have you ever thought about Madame Tussauds, Dr. Diving for Q-tips? Is the lazy animator copy pasting the frames? Is the glitchy matrix making it so that it won't change? Deja vu, deja vu. Am I doomed to repeat all I do? Deja vu. The rewind's run and it syndicates you. A vague persistence that the thing's not new. Hey! Hey! Deja vu, am I doomed to repeat all I do? Deja vu, I swear I've heard this chorus before too. Deja vu, the rumors run and it syndicates you. A vague persistence that the thing's not new.
Okay, so this next song, for those of you, I can't even see anybody back there. Are there people? Make yourselves known. Okay, so if you can see us, you might be able to tell that we are in fact white teenage girls. And this song reflects that, I think. So let's play. Difficulties. See, but
okay.
All right.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, make them away through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think
So, this next song, it is the last track off of our first album, our only album. It's called Steve's Tumor, and we thought, why not end the album with a bang and talk about the heavy-hitting issue known to everyone as cancer. So,
I like to bring the show down after the ridiculous song about walking several miles. A song about cancer. It's called Steve's Tumor. It's on our album that you can get after the show.
Get to it.
Come to our next show. It's right there. Okay, so normally we'd preface this song by saying it's the only bluegrass song you're likely to hear about leprosy tonight. We just had Sugar Slat and the Inactivists, so odd subject matter is that subject matter has probably been covered. Wouldn't you say? Yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that. So this will be yet another hoedown about leprosy.
We know that. distant nor a trail of slime from the years you leave behind while you're dying to a lively tune. Dance your better half across the room. Get down to the music as your legs start to melt. Get as low as your upper respiratory health. Dare you not to join in once the party's begun. The frivolity and the rhythm are downright contagious. Ward off that douche death with the depths on that. Now your neck is red from a bacterial rash. So take your partner right around till an arm is ripped right out. The night is young, the nerves are numb. The color may have dropped this time. Pots and blood will make the lady swoon. Dance your better half across the room.
Thank you. Now we are going to take the obvious choice and go to smooth jazz. So this is our first and only club jazz song.
Yes, this is a very jazzy song that will require your participation of finger snappage. Nathan will demonstrate for those unaccustomed to snapping their fingers.
If you don't know how to snap, I'm not teaching you now.
Okay, yeah, let's do it with a rhythmic pattern here. That'll help. Not that rhythmic pattern. You see, you're chastising them for not knowing how to do it, and then you just show how you can. So this is why we need you to do it for us.
Well, okay, so here. Okay, so one, two, a one, two. Okay, look. It's hard to adapt when you know Google Maps has an aerial view if somebody would play.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, ladies and gentlemen, all throughout. Oh my goodness. Need that.
No. It's important.
So, all throughout, this is going to be a loud noise here. So all throughout the year so far, we've been releasing one music video every Tuesday in this project we're calling Claw Machine. And we're going to be playing the song that came out this week, and a few songs here, but this song came out a couple weeks ago. And in its music video form, it's an 8-bit song about beards, done in 8-bit style. We're going to do it in a complete different way with accordion. Chiptune, is that what they call it?
Chiptune polka?
Well, that'll be what this is, yeah. So this song about not being able to grow a beard. I sing it, even though I have a beard, and Ethan doesn't, so that would be the irony involved in it all. So this is Dreaming of Goatees. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When I was a kid, I always dreamed of my first beard.
Superman, so it doesn't really matter for our agenda here. The song is about the Joker from Alan Moore's The Killing Joke, and the video came out on Tuesday. You can check it out. It's all spiffy and comic booky, and it will fill the void of a shitty, of a good Batman in the presence of a shitty one that's coming out this weekend. So we've come to fill the void left by Affleck.
Snyder, why do you forsake us?
Yes. When you have an Affleck void, you come to Smashy Claw. That's what we found. So this song is called Chasing Bats. It will be called Chasing Bats. Oh goodness, how it will be called Chasing Bats. You'll look back on this day and think how much this song was called Chasing Bats.
What's the name of the song, though?
That's for you to determine at a later date. For right now, it is called Chasing Bats. And you may decide that it's something else, but we seem to think that later on you will agree that it is so Chasing Bats.
Tell us about the history of the name.
So we were reading The Batman, and we were like, bat, the word bat, that would be good in a song. Now what verb could be put in place of the word bat? And I was thinking to myself, running to bat? No. Chasing bats. I think I've filled enough time with this trek. I think we should just move on, perhaps. I hired you to come to every show and say that. Okay, we're gonna go on without it then.
Just encrypting, and my skin is pale like glass.
down the road less traveled of drumlessness in direct